Drew Garabo Live is back.
It's a poodish.
Thought this would be a good one to intro.
So this is a good one.
Bob Tuskin. Feels like somebody's watching him. The NSA. NASA.
Tuskin's watching you.
We welcome back to the show a gentleman we'd love for you to argue with at 727-579-1025. A dude we love. He's got passion. He's got conspiracy theories galore. He's hopefully, what'd you see?
Someone just poked their head in the studio. I thought it was Hoppy.
Was he trying to tell us to clear out because he's got an interview to record or something?
I invited him in. He loves conspiracies.
It was just Buck.
Okay. We love Buck. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to welcome back to the show a weekly guest of ours. His name is Bob Tuskin. What's up, Bob?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's really happening, man?
Well, I'll tell you what's really happening is not on the news. The lamestream media is not covering any of the history, or should I say his story, that matters. And the Titanic on the heel of your cruise here is, I think, something that a lot of people don't understand how much of a pivotal part of our history this incident was on April 15th, 1912.
Talk to me. What do you mean pivotal?
All right, so let me break it down. 14 years prior to the sinking of the Titanic, some dude wrote a book called The Titan. Why is that significant? Well, the book happened to be about a boat, the same specs as the Titanic, that hit an iceberg, had too few lifeboats to save everybody on board. And, well, in this famous book, The Titan, it happened to hit an iceberg 400 miles from the Newfoundland area at 25 knots.
Okay.
Well, it turns out that the Titanic hit the same iceberg at 2.25 knots, or 22.5 knots, rather. Mm. Okay. Mm.
All right.
So that's one hell of a lucky coincidence. And,
sure,
you know, I don't believe in coincidences here.
Of course not.
And not in this great of a fashion. Not when you have so many things that come together, these puzzle pieces. If you can't put two and two together, folks, when you have coincidences everywhere you look, at some point, something's got to give here.
Sure. Right. Well, then why would they write a book and then have a prophecy where it actually comes true? Who benefits from this, Bob Tuskin?
J.P. Morgan and the Federal Reserve banking system.
Okay. Talk to me.
Now, here's where the real conspiracy comes into play. J.P. Morgan was one of the co-owners of the freight line that oversaw not only the Titanic, but also its sister ship, which ironically was captained by the same Captain Smith of the Titanic and was in an accident several months prior to that, where this ship, the Olympic is the name of its sister ship, got hit by a boat and was brutally injured. Now, a lot of people suggest that the Titanic never sunk. Not only was the Titanic an inside job, but it never sunk because the real Titanic was the Olympic. They did a switcheroony, and next thing you know, Titan is the Olympic. The Olympic is the Titanic, and the Titanic is a James Cameron movie that made us sit in the theater for far too long.
Wow. Hey, the old luxury ship switcheroo theory.
Now, let me tell you who was on the Titanic. But first, let me tell you who was not on the Titanic.
Okay.
The Titanic was the premier ship of its day. I mean, this was a big deal.
Sure.
You know, all of the Mike Calta members and the Drew Garabo Live folks would have been on the Titanic because it was a who's who of everyone that existed at that day and age, right?
Right, sure.
So J.P. Morgan had his own suite, a lot like the Calta suite with his own piano in it. And he was ready to go, but it just so happened that at the last minute he decided, you know what, I'm not feeling too well. At least that's what he first stated.
Okay.
And then he said something came up with something else, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
All right. So he didn't show up on the ship. Okay, he just so happened to miss this.
Got it.
But John Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim, Isidore Strauss, George Dunton Widener, who the hell is that? Nobody knows, right?
Right.
Nobody knows who those names are.
Nope.
Well, they just so happened to be some of the most wealthy individuals at the time that stood in the way of the creation of the Federal Reserve System, which is usurping the people, robbing us blind every single day, and you don't even know it.
Wow. This guy is he's passionate. He's intense. He knows what he's talking about, and according to Davis Online 2, he's crazy. What's up, Davis? How are you?
I spent 20 years in the military, all right? All these conspiracy theories. Look, all these guys, Jesse, what was it, Jesse the Body Ventura, he right. came out with a show.
Mm-hmm. He's a wrestler.
And he was a Navy SEAL. He knows it's a bunch of crap.
He's a wrestler. I'm talking about scientists. I'm talking about physicists. I'm talking about people that actually know what happened. Unlike you, who was too busy following orders for these
I was just a scumbag that went and fought the war, my brother. I was just a jerk, right? I was just a jerk.
Henry Kissinger was quoted in saying, the military men and women are just pawns. They're just dogs. You know that dog tag you wear? That's what the elite think about you. They think you're a dog, unfortunately.
I was the elite. 1st Platoon, Bravo Company, 3rd Battalion, 505th Regiment, 82nd Parachute Infantry Division. All right? So guess what, man? You're all wrong. Do I believe in everything that we fought for? No.
Watch language, sir. Please.
Come on, man.
Please.
Go ahead.
All right, so we had to drop this guy. He wasn't even able to make an intelligent statement without using profanity. I guess he has a sailor's mouth, and perhaps as a sailor, he should know a little bit more about what happened with the Titanic.
Your retort, sir?
Titanic was so long ago. Are you kidding me?
All right, so in 1912, the Titanic sunk and was blown up.
You're going to tell me it was a Russian sub, right? They're the ones that blew the Titanic out of the water.
Involved with the Titanic.
You're so wrong, man.
All right, sir. We appreciate the call, sir. Thank you, David. Scott has a question for Bob Tuscan, our resident conspiracy theorist on line 3. Scott, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Hey, glad you guys made it back from the cruise. I was worried with the weather and all, but my question, just before I went on Bluetooth, of course, I lose the radio at that time, but I heard him mention he's interested in the science. So I'm wondering if he knows the scientific, which has been tested and documented, the reason why Titanic actually sunk after hitting the iceberg. I want to know how much he really knows or if it's just all conjecture.
Mm. A lot about the fact that a crime scene needs to be looked at in its entirety. Whenever you have something like this take place, such as 9/11 and other events, you need to look.
You there? Hello?
We lose you, Bob?
Oh, Tuscan.
They shut him down.
Yeah. Are you still there?
No, I think we lost him. Let's see if we can read. Bob?
Uh-oh. He'll call back.
I hope so.
You think he's okay?
I hope he wasn't jammed up. Man, what if dudes in black suits and sunglasses just showed up at the door?
Just snatched him out?
Yeah, just like, all right, we've had enough. You've exposed the Titanic.
Tuscan doesn't want to promote anything when he comes on the air, but he said feel free to check out the freeyourmindconference.com.
The freeyourmindconference.com.
That is correct.
All right, I'll be sure to do that.
We got
to
get his take on those new moon photos that just came out.
Well, let's do that then. Bob, sorry that we got disrupted there. I'm sure it was a conspiracy theory in its own. What do you think about these new bullcrap photos that allege high-resolution shots of us on the moon?
Throwing injury at insult, no doubt. I mean, we're going to take this issue and compound it even further with more phony photos. And the fact is, sometimes I wonder if the conspiracy is the conspiracy, meaning that they're going to have us spinning our wheels with pointless facts about the moon landing being a fake, when the real issue is the powers that shouldn't be that are robbing us blind, raping and killing our children on a regular basis. That's my take on the moon landing conspiracy.
I love it. Steve, what's happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We welcome our resident conspiracy guru, Bob Tuscan. What's up, Steve?
I got to tell you, man, he's 100% on point.
About?
Everything. Nothing in this world operates the way we're meant to believe it does.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing. And he's right about the Federal Reserve. It wasn't until 1913 Woodrow Wilson sold the Federal Reserve off for a presidency to the bankers. He's 100% right.
Nice job, Bob. This guy, you got this guy on board.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
It's not on board. I mean, listen, the reason why we have $18 trillion in debt is because we borrow money. The same way you go to the bank to borrow money to buy a home is the same way the country goes to the central bank to borrow money with an interest rate. So since 1913 to today, we have $18 trillion in debt.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Scott, a question for Bob Tuscan. Go ahead.
Yeah, this I was on. I don't know what happened. I got cut off.
Gotcha.
So I was talking about the. So I want to know, are you actually suggesting that the conspiracy goes back to the actual selection of the raw materials to build the Titanic? Because scientists have proven that the reason that the iceberg actually pierced the hull is because the steel used had a very high concentration of sulfur, and at the cold temperatures of the water that it was in, it made the hull brittle. A ship today would hit that iceberg the same way, wouldn't have pierced it at all. It's the only reason that it went down.
Well, first of all, we have to take a look at the fact that this iceberg was viewed from 5 miles away. They were headed full speed, iceberg ahead, and they knew that it was there. They deliberately crashed this ship. And
where's the evidence that they knew it was there? I know. They're interrupting me. Where's the evidence that they knew the iceberg was there? That's all.
There's plenty of evidence. In fact...
Where? Tell me one place where I can dock. I can look it up.
Can I speak, Schmendrick? Can I speak?
Yeah, you tell me where I can find the evidence. I would love to hear that. Everybody would.
Do it all yourself, buddy. You know it all. You know everything.
Well, no, apparently you can't back up what you're saying. You can't back up what you're saying with facts. I can back it up.
What I'm saying.
You look online and you'll see the scientific evidence of what I just said about the steel, but you can't tell me where I can look up what you just said about them seeing the iceberg 5 miles out.
Jet fuel.
Plain and simple. You can't do it.
Steel.
If you could do it, you'll change my mind. If you can tell me and I can look it up, I'll believe you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, your retort to this gentleman.
He's very passionate. I admire that. I really do. And that desire for the truth is what we're all about here, sir. We're on the same page. We just need to look at the facts. And the facts is we have eyewitness testimony from the people on that ship. I think it was the fourth in command who later committed suicide in 1965, that they knew the icebergs were there, that they were driving full speed ahead into that iceberg patch. And we have the captain of the ship, Captain Smith, that also knew that they were there. You compound that with the overwhelming evidence that they swapped out the ship with the Olympic, a already deteriorated, already damaged ship. And next thing you know, you have a disaster waiting to happen, or should I say a disaster that was planned to happen.
Bob, you are the man. We always enjoy spending time with you. You get a wide range of responses from our listeners. What is this conference that we are plugging for you?
Well, so many people these days, no need to plug it, but I'm responsible for a conference called the Free Your Mind Conference. And it takes some of this information and puts it together in a 3-day symposium of like-minded individuals in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. People come from all around the world. And this year we have Mary Sean Young. Do you know that name, Drew?
I do not, sir. I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard of the movie Blade Runner?
I have indeed. That's one of Katniss Moe's favorite movies, but I still hold it in high regard.
Well, nonetheless, right? Mary right. Sean Young has come out, and she is now blowing the whistle on the elite scumbags in Hollywood and elsewhere that are controlling people's minds. And that's all going to be presented at the Free Your Mind Conference. I love you, Schmendrick. Thanks so much for having me on, as always.
Oh, dude, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much, man. A wide range of emotions, for sure.
Go take a swim, Tuscan.
Take a swim. Soak in it. Enjoy. Preach. 727-579-1025. You're not doing the Earth a favor by having this dude on the radio. I can't get out of my car and the engine is running. Hashtag global warning. Bob's the man. Polarizing responses for sure on the Twitter machine.
Yeah.
This guy's terrible. Why do you have him on? This guy's awesome. Please have him on.
Listen,
people can't handle the truth. No, they can't, man.
We have him on because people react to him,
yeah.
Even if it's negative.
Yeah. Someone's like, you can't believe this, can you? I said, I believe he makes great radio. That's all I need.
I like listening to him.
Dude, absolutely. I don't care if there's a shred of truth into anything he says. I enjoy listening to it. And next week, I want to ask him about the connection between the Bush family and the Nazis, because Rick the Stalker said, ask him about Bush and the Nazis. Will do.
Whoa.
Lauren, thanks for hanging in there. What's happening?
All right, so you said to call in about hiding finances?
Yes.
So with my parents have complete control over my account.
It's okay, wait, before this goes any further, I hate to say this, but I know you sound very, very young. How young of a lady are you?
I am 20 years old.
Yeah!
Okay. Wait, just to prove it, in what year were you born?
1994.
Yeah!
It adds up. So you'll be 21 this year.
Yes, sir.
Happy early birthday. Please don't call me sir. That's really creepy. Don't ever do that
She's
again.
Not creepy. You creepy.
You call me Big Papa if you want to, but just not sir.
Hi, Poppy.
Exactly. Papacito Rico. But go ahead. Please tell us more about hiding money.
Okay. So my parents, one of the main reasons they have control over my account is for my car. They promised they would get me a really nice car if I could pay for it. And I told them I could. So they wanted to keep track of that.
Okay.
At my job, I actually get tip money. And I don't tell them about that tip money because I use it for drugs.
Do you hear the way she said drugs?
Oh, we got to guess what kind of drugs.
Yeah, yeah, don't tell us. Don't tell us. We're going to guess. Okay, obviously weed. Obviously weed.
Obviously?
Weed is a given. Obviously.
That's what I think, but now I don't know if it's so obvious.
Come on, weed's not drugs.
It's the gateway drug.
That's true. It's
not
a drug.
So obviously weed is on the table. Right? Are we right about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Are other things on the table?
Yes, they are. I could tell... Yes?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, just weed?
So she draws the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not even like drugs. Yeah, I mean,
stop calling weed drugs.
Yeah, it's just like lettuce, you know?
Yeah, honestly, it's just to help me sleep. I know a lot of people say that, but it is the truth. It also helps me focus for school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the only reason why. And obviously, if my parents knew it, they wouldn't be too happy about it.
Wait a minute. That's the only reasons why?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You could get some Ambien to go to sleep. Come on.
I mean, sleeping pills don't really work for me. Like, melatonin just doesn't cut it. So.
I didn't say melatonin.
It doesn't make sex better for you?
See, here's the problem. If you just like to get high, just say it.
Yeah, you might just like to get high, right?
I mean, not really because, I mean, a lot of my friends, I mean, I'm young. A lot of my friends use it, and they use it for that, you know. But I don't even do it when I go out. I just do it at home for myself.
Okay. Yes, Seth, a question for young Lauren, the weed head.
Lauren, do you live at home with your parents?
Yes.
How do you smoke?
In my room. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people do this. They put the towel under their door.
Yeah.
And just open the window.
That's so awesome.
And I don't ever do it. I mean, my parents go to sleep like super early because they have, you know, they have to wake up early for work.
Sure.
So.
You don't think they know it all?
They probably know, right?
They know.
I want to say they probably do know. I think it's just they don't want to bring it up. I mean, they probably don't know how I'm paying for it, though.
Right. When you say you get tip money, but your parents don't know about it, what type of job is that, my dear?
I don't want to say because my parents listen to you guys.
But they know about the weed. Come on. Yeah. What do you don't want to say? You already you're out in the open on about the weed. What do you mean?
Can we guess?
Yeah, what kind of job is it?
I work at a coffee shop.
Oh, is it that special coffee shop up there on Gandy by Dale Mabry?
No, I wish it was.
Oh, that's the baristas where they wear like lingerie. Well then.
Oh, okay. That's not the one I was thinking of.
Oh.
Okay, wait. So you will admit on the air that you smoke weed and you're hiding money from your parents, but you work at a coffee shop and you wanted to keep that a secret?
Well, no, because if they're listening and they think that it's me, then they probably definitely know it's me now.
Yes. You can't argue with logic like that, Seth. There's a lot of barista shame that goes into this phone call right here.
Man.
When you're there in the middle of the day, let's say you got the day off from the coffee shop, whatever place it might be, if it even really is a coffee shop, your parents leave. The first thing you do, you spark it up, like just sit there, underwear, bra and panties, like sitting on your bed, just chiefing it up or what?
I really only do it to sleep and to study, so I do it mainly at night after they go to sleep.
All right. Well, I guess that, all right. I just
vaporize from now on, okay?
It's better for your lungs.
Okay.
Do you ever invite a boyfriend over to your bedroom, put a towel under the door, and then get high together?
No.
No, it's just to study and sleep.
To study and to sleep. All right. Well, if you are ever looking to kick the weed and you're looking for an organic way to fall asleep, there are many different options to you, but the one that is free is listening to a cat named Mo drone on about nothing on the Bone Daily Rewind show. So remember that. His voice will put you right out.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call, Lauren.
Thank
it easy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. There's your feature cut of the day right there.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's, I was thinking it, and then Brit tweeted it out.
She was very interesting.
Extremely interesting. Not the Tuscan wasn't.
I don't know why she's lying about the weed.
Crazy.
There's some sort of lie there. I don't know if it's about the weed that she's probably doing harder drugs, or she really works somewhere other than
strip club.
Yeah,
or her age. She's really 14.
I don't even know if the towel under the door thing works. I've heard about it in rap songs before, but I don't see how that can work.
It does not work.
Works in a hotel room, probably.